Moncrief on News Talk.
A new poll in the UK contained a list of things people enjoy doing in the company of others, even things they could just as easily do by themselves. News Talk's Your Sitting in My Seat correspondent Henry McKean has been investigating what kinds of things they might be. Afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon. So we're looking at, is everything better with company? And they asked 40,000 people. They rang them up and they basically said, what are you up to? And they gave lists of things they were doing. Perhaps they were eating, banking, exercising, grocery shopping, caring for pets, doing the laundry, gardening, taking part in arts and crafts and hobbies. Or maybe they were just thinking. Well, they picked up the damn phone. But they picked up the phone, and the study actually finds that these people who are doing things with a friend or a family member, or they're in company, are actually happier. They're actually happier than the people doing them alone, which is really interesting, except for people who are doing the kitchen and food cleanup. They prefer to do that on their own. They don't want any help. I know in our kitchen, for example, we do want help when it comes to cleanup. And then sometimes my wife would go, all of you just leave the kitchen.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Because everyone's kind of in each other's way. The teenagers are huffing and puffing. Do I have to load the dishwasher? Every family's the same.
You don't want that if they're bitching about it. But also if they're doing it wrong, if they're, like that thing that the cups don't go there.
Yes. Yeah, my
wife's
like that. The
spoons don't go there.
We're doing it
wrong. If you don't know the system, then you shouldn't actually be there.
Are you a perfection?
Well, I see it like in our house, if she's cooking, she doesn't want anyone in there.
Anyone
at all.
Nobody.
Just shut the door and leave me. And she listens to audiobooks while she's cooking and that kind of stuff.
So
she likes doing that. But if I'm cooking, like, she'd be over my shoulder going, are you going to do that?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good. That's always a bit of tension.
And this is not going to make anyone happy. But, it's interesting. Anyway, we meet this professional cleaner, a musician, from Spot Cleaning. And anyway, we ask him, would you prefer to be with people?
Well, to be with people or to be well people? And I'm a people person. I love to be with people. But as of lately, I'm starting to like my own company more. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be on my own sort of. Now, like, I'd rather go to gym on my own. I'd rather go shopping on my own.
You prefer to go shopping? Clothes shopping or grocery shopping?
Clothes shopping and grocery shopping.
Both?
Yeah. No, I used to be very needy. I'd need someone to do something. And then, so I had to learn myself, you know what I mean? I have to get out on my own. I have to sort of make my own life. And so that's where I'm at now.
And you like your own independent company?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, some of my friends and my girlfriend, she's real needy. She wants to be with me all the time, but I need my own space.
That's important to you.
If I'm with someone too much, my head gets a bit too spent, you know what I mean? Where I need to go into a corner on my own, read my book. I love singing and all, so I'd rather go home, sing a few songs, I go to studio and do that on my own.
And will you sing in the shower or?
Sing in the shower, sing everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's why I'm a cleaner, so when I'm cleaning, I just sing all day.
So is it like karaoke or are you just singing out loud?
No, singing out loud.
You're professional.
Yeah, I'm professional, definitely, yeah. I'm good.
So your day job is cleaning. Do you like cleaning when you're...
Oh, I love cleaning.
I'm passionate.
I'm deadly at cleaning. Like when I was at a party during the week and instead of talking to all the adults, I love to clean. That's what I do. Like, sit down. I was like, no, I actually like to clean.
Because according to the survey, that's something that we like to do on our own, cleaning, and we want everyone out the way.
Yeah.
Are you a tidier or a cleaner or both?
Both. I hate messiness now. I think clean space, clean head. That's my philosophy, do you know what I mean?
So do you get an enjoyment of going into an area that's absolutely filthy? And
one of my friends, like, his house is a bit dirty, do you know what I mean? A few of them.
I have a friend like that.
Yeah, like, and
she
lived...
a filthy
house. Yeah, I went to his granddad's and I'm like, get out, and I cleaned the house for him. Like, I get an enjoyment, like, let me in that space. You know, like, I like design as well, so, like, if I got an empty space, clean it up, do everything I need to do, so...
And when did you get into cleaning? Were you always
very
like
young? My dad's a clean freak. Like, my dad was sleeping once, he said, on the sofa, because there was my cousins were staying, and there was a mark on the table, and he was looking at it for about 4 hours, until like 4 in the morning, he had to get up, and he had to wipe the mark, you know what I mean? I was like, so he's OCD, so that's where we get it from.
So, nowadays, they're called, like, facilities companies. Do you have one of them? Do you have a very successful cleaning company?
Yeah, well, I only had to start in about a few months ago, so I'm doing this years working for me boss, doing different things. Like, I do Airbnb cleaning and stuff, so I've only bought my own van and I'm starting out now. So I do this, the pub here, and then I do an Airbnb, and then I used to do another few pubs.
So this time next year
I want 5 vans with 10 young lads working for me, and I'll be in Spain by 40, coming back once a month.
Right, that was a man who's born to do what he does.
He absolutely loves it. He loves it. And he's so young. He's in his early 30s. I know he sounds, perhaps he could be 50. But, you know, a real mature head
just
on him.
Gravelly voice. That's
beautiful, isn't it? Lovely voice.
But he, when he said he was a people person, then he seemed to be a long list of things he enjoys doing by himself.
Oh, he loves
it. He kind of slightly contradict himself.
Well, he loves cleaning. He absolutely adores it, and he likes his own company, and there's nothing wrong liking your own company. He also sings a lot, Aaron Steers, so he sings his way through the cleaning. So I suppose the dream really for him is to become a successful singer, but also
singer
a successful
plus cleaner. Yeah, he could probably work that into an act where he cleans things while he sings.
Yeah, he could clean up the stadium.
It'd be great. One Texter says, much before going for a walk to clear my head alone, I hate if my partner offers to come with me. I just want some alone time, space, and listen to a podcast. I think it really depends on the company, says another person. I love to be independent, but I do feel it is much better to go for dinner in a nice restaurant with somebody rather than on your own. Okay, you'd see that. A lot of people are still kind of...
Can I have a table for one?
Yeah.
Oh, I love a table for one in the window.
Oh,
love
right.
it. Yeah. Even though the hotel or the restaurant hate it because they want to put beautiful people in the window who are slim, so that way they get more custom.
Is that a fact?
When I lost 5 stone, so I'm going off on one now. Definitely, I was given window seats in restaurants.
Really?
Absolutely.
So, but then you go in now and they give you the
jacks,
the shame one
at the back, which is fine because if you're just one person. Totally fine with it.
That's one that you wouldn't want company for, sitting on the loo, having a bit of a think.
Well, some people love a bit of company.
Even
in the
there,
loo.
Even in the loo.
Some people bring their phones into the loo. But yeah, I definitely think, and especially in pubs and stuff, and the ladies, they love to all squeeze in there and have the chats.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but
if you're like having a sit down, you know, you want to be by yourself.
And in America, for example, they call them stalls over there. There's no privacy. Like, you can see the legs, like the doors don't close
properly.
Oh, you can.
I hate, like, you know, the kind of little chipboard partitions. Like, it might as well not be there. You can,
it should just be glass.
You can hear everything. Mm. You can even smell things, you know, so...
Yeah,
ooh.
I think it is a place to go on your own,
you need,
really, isn't
yeah, oh
it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you're completely isolated from the outside world. Grocery shopping on my own is my idea of peace, away from the kids, says another text. So somebody else says, a takeaway is better alone. You don't have to share your food. My wife always wants to try what I order, and I really would rather enjoy it in peace. Oh, yeah, you can see it. That might be a bit of tension there. Maybe it's that kind of, I don't know what I want.
Don't get me anything, and then they eat half your dinner.
Yeah, yeah, no,
that happens.
No, that's
so always over order.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, who else were you talking to?
Yeah, Henry? So we speak to an expert.
I'm Dr. Karen Ward, a psychotherapist with the Irish Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy. And do we prefer to do things in company or do we prefer to do things alone? Well, we humans are mammals. So like the dolphins, like the monkeys, we like to be in company. And if we can respect each other, and if doing certain things, we can maintain a respectful, contemplative silence, then even the things we like to do where we have to focus, such as reading, perhaps working on something that requires a little bit of intensity, then companionable silence, yes, does work. I think of myself reading in a library, or I think of myself working in an open office situation. But it does depend on the person. Some of us are extroverts and some of us are introverts. So it may mean that certain activities you prefer to do this by yourself so that you can have a run at it, so to speak. Writing might be something. But ultimately, we are social animals, and if we live by ourselves, it's so important that we get out into social situations where we can be with others and interact. I do like the idea of a quiet carriage on a train, as I mentioned, a library situation where we can be together but engaged in solo activities.
Good luck with trying to find a quiet carriage on a train. I would have thought. There was talk about introducing quiet carriages on trains, that you'd have a specific carriage where there'd be a sign saying, please be quiet in here.
Or don't no talk. Cans of beer, Karen.
No cans of beer, no playing your phone or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that just would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
And they don't exist.
No, in some countries they have them.
But not here. You can't get a train to Galway in silence or peace.
Not really, no. And you're listening to people yakking and buying cans of Heineken off there. Do they still have the trolley thing anymore? Did they get rid of that?
I'm not sure if they're back. There was talk of them coming back.
Yeah. I've just spent the last 2 months exploring remote anchorages around West Cork in the company of my dog, Bosun. Most nights we were alone in the quietest of locations, just birds singing and seals groaning. I have never once felt alone and couldn't be happier than having my dog with me, says this texter. Craigie, that actually sounds beautiful. Idyllic. One thing you said to Henry was people using the phone in the toilet. Lately, I've noticed standing in public urinals and scrolling on the phone. It's got really bad. Oh, it's at epidemic proportions. Like, ugh. Just never
use. Your phone would get wee on it or something else on it.
But people do stand at urinals. I've seen people in this building do that.
So they've
quite a lot.
They've got their lad out and they're looking at a lad on the phone.
They're not balancing it on there. They're holding the phone in their other hand. You'd give points for that. That would be another X factor kind of act you could come up with if you could do that. But nonetheless, you know, while they're weighing, while they're holding their phone. So they might wash their hands, but they're not washing the phone.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
It's horrific. Yeah.
The Cork train has a quiet carriage, says the text. Oh, that's great to hear. Okay, fantastic. That's good.
I must take that train. You can't beat a bit of quiet. But we do meet actual hairdressers or trainee hairdressers, and they do love to chat. And I asked them, what do they like doing on their own?
Going to the gym on my own.
You don't like to go with someone else?
No, no.
You don't like a class?
Yeah, no, I don't like to be with anyone. I'd rather just be on my own, in my own, headspace. Do you know what I mean? I feel like you get distracted with other people.
Sometimes you just need your own space. Nice to send your fella home for a night and have a night to yourself.
Really? So you would send your fella out?
Yeah, I would. Back 10 miles for the night.
So that way you would just have your own space?
Yeah, have a bath, watch a movie, chill out. Sometimes you need your own company.
Stare into space, call it a night.
Yeah.
And do you like that? Do you like to be able to basically think?
Not
have
even
your own
think
time?
About it. Just sit there in zen. Not even worry. Not even be worrying about a worry in the world.
Your own company is the best company.
Yeah.
And what about something like grocery shopping or even eating out? Would you do that on your own as well?
Yeah, I like going for lunch by myself.
Yeah,
but have my own little space, everyone not have to speak to anyone, it's f***ing great.
So you like having your lunch on your own?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
You prefer company at lunch?
Yeah, especially going out for dinner with your partner and then send them home after.
What about going on holiday? Do you like to do that on your
own? No, I like to be with someone.
Friends?
Yeah, be with friends on your holidays, have a good time, then go home, then be on your own. Do you know what I mean?
And when you're tidying up the kitchen, do you like help or would you prefer to do it on your own?
Oh, no, please do it on my own.
Yeah. No one cleans like yourself. Like, if there's someone there, they're just making a mess.
So you're pretty good at cleaning?
Yeah, like, I have to clean myself.
You have a specific place where everything goes and stuff like that.
And make your bed and I'll go away.
You don't like anyone?
No, I hate when people try to make me bed. No one makes me bed like me.
No. Men aren't as good as the cleaning as the women.
They sound like Brian Crack, actually.
I would love to actually spend some company with them.
Yeah, that laugh was absolutely something else. So, I suppose there are, you know, hairdressers is probably part of that old cliche, but it's probably true. They have to be making conversation
all
with people.
Day long,
and they might
know chatty.
They might kind of want to.
When they get home.
It's good that they understand that. Travel. There's nothing like sauntering around an airport on your own, says his text. So when you travel with the family, you're responsible for herding everyone and it's exhausting. Whenever I have to travel for work, I go to the airport extra early. Yeah, I do relate to that as well. If it's with anyone else,
it can be stressful with
family. Layer of little tension there. I do love my own company, but it is nice to have some company from time to time. I also love to go for a walk alone. That's my me time. We also have a quiet carriage on the Cork-Dublin train, also the T-trolley. Well, someone already mentioned the Cork-Dublin train and the T-trolley, so that's great to hear that's back.
Because
I think they stopped the trolley for a while.
They did.
It may have been a
COVID.
Yeah, that was
it. Took them ages to get it back.
Yeah. So you happened upon a person from the Netherlands?
Yeah, so the Dutch. I mean, they've got obviously fluent English. They're quite sociable. And I did meet a man from the Netherlands, and he likes a social smoke. I interrupted his smoking break. Here is Timo.
Well, I mean, I know you interrupted me smoking a cigarette, but actually smoking for me is very social.
You like to social smoke?
Yeah, I do actually. So I'm a smoker, so I do need a caffeine kind of, or the nicotine, sorry. But
caffeine too. You like the caffeine?
I don't drink coffee, to be fair, no. Oh. So no, okay. it's just the nicotine for me. But smoking, like I'm just smoking on my own now because there's no one in the office smoking with me kind of. So, but things I like to do on my own. I know you mentioned books. I like reading a book on my own because I can't read a book with someone else.
You can't like read in a group or go to a book club?
No, that's not really my thing. I just prefer to have my own kind of space and books that I want to read whenever I want to read them. And I guess when it comes to, you know, things that I prefer to do on my own, sometimes I just want to be alone, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a very social person. I love to be around people and with people, but I also need my own time, watching
shows. How long do you take watching shows on your own?
If there's a really good show and I binge watch it, I can do it over a weekend, but I can't really because I have children, right? So I'll take my time when my kids are in bed, and then I'll watch my show kind of, right? Or watching a basketball game or a football game or something like that. I prefer to do it on my own, unless it's an international, because then I like to go.
You like the camaraderie. And yeah. For you, you mentioned social smoking. Do you like hanging out in smoking sections of pubs and having the crack, the banter?
Yeah, especially when there's a beer garden where you can go outside, have your beer and have your smoke at the same time. That's great because I don't know why, but I feel that smokers are more social people than non-smokers. Not always true, but that kind of, when I go out there, it seems to be more fun in the smoking area than inside.
Yeah, that does. He's not wrong there. The smoking section often is...
It's cracked in your crack, and yeah. If you're single and you're looking for a man or a woman, the smoking section is where to go.
Is it? Oh, is
absolutely.
That true?
Well, yeah. I just think smokers are more promiscuous. God, I'll get killed for saying that.
it's the nicotine. It makes everybody unbelievably horny.
Randy.
That's what it is.
Like, it's basically...
It's well-known fact. That's science, Henry. Everybody knows that's true. And so apart from your man, did you, that horny Netherlands man having a smoke by himself, did you interrupt people like having a moment of quietness by themselves?
So there was a lady, an Eastern European lady, she was having a coffee and I kind of interrupted. She wasn't too happy. An introvert and a young couple.
I'm interrupting you on your own, having a coffee, having a moment. You like to do that on your own?
Yeah, every morning I like to get nice coffee from Butler's. Butler's, it's a nice coffee shop before to start work.
And you're just chilling on your own, getting your thoughts together.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you spend much time on your own?
I suppose I do a bit. I'm probably a little bit of an introvert, but also good to get out and talk to people, you know, kind of re-energise you then again, but then you want your own space.
And do you like being an introvert? So, for example, chatting to us on the radio today, a bit of a challenge, a bit of an effort?
No, it's just, sometimes you just like quiet time and you have things to do, you just want to get through them, do them yourself, like you say, clean the kitchen your own, definitely cook on your own.
You like to cook on your own, you don't like someone else in the kitchen with you?
Definitely, much better, cook on your own, too many cooks.
We do everything together.
I suppose more outings, like cinema, restaurants,
music.
You do everything together?
Yeah, we do everything together. I think I like to listen to music by myself sometimes, or like play video games by myself. But in general, I'll do everything with her.
And I remember going out with a girl and she was the only one that was allowed to like Queen. I wasn't allowed to like Queen, only she was. But you would share all your loves together.
Yeah. We kind of like force each other to like each other's music. You know, if someone's not a fan of it at the start, we just kind of keep playing it around each other, and then that person will turn around in like a few months and be like, I actually really love that artist. And you're like, I knew you would. Yeah. You just had to give it a chance.
So you're out shopping together?
We are actually just celebrating our anniversary. We're just coming back
from a hotel.
Congratulations.
To the car. Yeah, thank you very much.
And it was a brilliant couple of days.
Yeah, it was so nice. We went to Queens of the Stone Age last night. We went for a lovely food in Tapas de Lola last night. Like, it was so nice to just share that time together.
And you're not sick of each other's company yet?
No. It's been 8 years and we're not sick of each other yet, so I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And they got a table in Tapas de Lola, which is not an easy thing to do.
Is it difficult to get a
table? Oh, it is. Oh, it's hugely popular. And it's absolutely lovely. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.